It's this weekend at the Lexington Village Theater in Lexington. The Four Bitchin' Babes will take the stage. We got one of the Bitchin' Babes on the line with us right now, Sally Fingerett. Sally, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
How long have the Babes been together?
Oh, well, this reincarnation of Babes, it's hard to explain. Well, the Babes have been doing this about 25 years as a touring musical comedy theater group. And I'm one of the original members after 25 years. But we've been at 9 CDs we've recorded of cast recordings with different members through the years. So this group, we've been together probably about 10.
So take us back to the beginning. How did this all start?
Oh, goodness. We met in prison. Crimes of fashion. What we say. We were a collection of singer-songwriters, comedians, actresses who put together this group. One of the gals out of New York, Christine Lavin, had a CD recording of songs that was a comedy compilation. And we were on it, and she said, let's all go out and do some shows. It was very Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland, kind of a let's do some shows thing. And 25 years later, we've got a brand. We've been having a great time.
Has the viewpoint changed over 25 years? In other words, are you singing and talking about things that you maybe weren't talking about 25 years ago?
Absolutely. 25 years ago, we weren't older. And 25 years ago, women had certain issues, and we wrote and sang about those. The four women we stand on stage were all composers, comedians, and you have four different lifestyles, four different sets of situations women have, and married, divorced, gay, whatever. And so not to group that together, but, we're all very different women.
Yeah.
And we sing about different women's issues. But I have to say, it's a man-friendly show because we love our men, we love our man babes, and it's sort of like if guys want to know what women are talking about at their lunches and their little cocktail parties, this is for them. They can just eavesdrop right in. And
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to ask if this was a girls-only thing or if guys would enjoy it, too. And I think it would be interesting, too, to see the reaction. The things that women laugh at that maybe men don't laugh at right away, and the guys are looking at their wives like, interesting.
But we're not blue.
Right.
And we don't do politics. So
we've had enough politics, right?
No. It is totally just a humanist attitude. It's very Seinfeld. It's, we take minutia and we hold it up to the light and we laugh at it. I think that at the end of the day, is when it comes to going to the theater or going out for an evening and people spend money to go do that, they don't want to be lectured. They want to be removed from their skin and have a great time. And that's what we try to do. That's what we do.
Over the 25 years that you've been doing this, Sally, I mean, where has this experience taken you? You must have performed in lots of different venues.
Oh, my. Over 800, 1,000 stages. We've been doing this everywhere from the Bottom Line in New York to Wadsworth Theater at UCLA over the course of these years. Everywhere.
And like you say, a lot of the themes, though, are universal. So whether you're in Lexington, Michigan, or New York City, a lot of these things are going to strike the same chord.
Absolutely. We have songs about, chocolate, raising kids. It's kind of early in the morning for me here to think. But we say is that any role a woman will play, we sing about.
There you go. Moms, grandmas, teachers, all that. Sounds like
exactly.
A fun show.
And and our goofs. We laugh at our flaws. And the point is that I think when we're self-accepting is when we can really relax.
Yeah.
And musically, it's harmony. We play our own instruments. We're always singing behind the other one. It's like the girl group of the 60s, only contemporary issues.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of big hair. Unless we can't control it. But if we can, we usually put our makeup on in a mirror that's not in the car. That's a really wonderful way for us to get ready for a show.
There you go. Well, you're going to like this venue, I think, Sally. The Lexington Village Theater is a beautiful theater. It's intimate. It's a nice small spot, and I think you're going to have a good time.
I believe the community, the town, is really beautiful, I understand, and great tourists. as far as the shops and the water and everything's just lovely about it. Can't wait to see it.
The Bitchin' Babes will have a good time. The four Bitchin' Babes perform this Saturday, two shows at the Lexington Village Theater, 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. Tickets still available from the Lexington Village Theater. Sally, thanks so much
thanks,
for joining us, and we look forward to having you here in town.
Thanks so much. We'll see you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.